You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This morning, the Labor government announced a new program to fund and support homeless people into housing in what's been called the Housing First program. The program is based on successful overseas programs and intends to address housing issues directly rather than allowing New Zealand's homeless to continue to struggle with addiction and mental illness in non-supportive environments. I spoke to Ricardo Mendez-March, coordinator of Auckland Action Against Poverty, about the announcement this morning, asking him what international programs this new system will continue on from.
So Housing First initiatives have been successful in places like Canada, where they have shown that you can reduce homelessness through addressing the biggest sort of risk factor, which is the lack of home, rather than trying to put people into short-term housing. In New Zealand, the problem is, though, that so far we've only seen pilot programs with Housing First initiatives, rather than it being rolled out across the public housing sector. And so while additional funding has gone into Housing First initiatives, we would like to see, I guess, more funding going into it, and as well as being considered for a thorough rolling out rather than staying in pilot and community programs.
So with this most recent announcement, what is your first response? It is a significant amount of money.
I think when it comes to the amount of money that is going to be in the budget altogether, it's not a significant amount of money. And while it's good to see the government starting to put in some clear figures on how they're going to address issues such as the housing crisis and our homelessness figures, the fact that they're putting money still into subsidizing the hotel industry seems really irresponsible when it could be going into other types of initiatives that have shown to be to work, rather than the motel industry that is putting people into precarious and unfit housing situations.
So you wouldn't call this amount of money significant enough to address the scale of this crisis?
Absolutely not. And I mean, even Jacinda Ardern has admitted that it won't go far enough. And at the shortest term, the benefits of this announcement will probably only be felt by the end of winter. There are things the government could be doing to immediately alleviate the levels of homelessness and financial hardship for people in this country. And it seems that they're refusing to fund things like removing benefit sanctions or increasing benefits across the board in order to alleviate the financial situation most of our homelessness communities are also facing.
So another part of this announcement was the fact that it's going to be a long-term investment as well as a short-term urgent investment. What does this short-term urgent investment describe? What happens here?
Well, the short-term investment is mostly going into, again, things like subsidizing the motel industry and funding into emergency housing. But again, I mean, the emergency housing model that the national government rolled out over the past 9 years has been shown time and time again to be unfit for purpose. And so instead of putting more money into the hotel industry to meet short-term needs, I think there's other examples such as groups such as Build Up that have shown that you can put prefab houses into public land pretty quickly. And if this is rolled out by the government and publicly funded, it could go a long way into addressing some of our short-term housing needs.
So prefab houses, how quickly could that address an issue?
Pretty quickly. I mean, you know, an example of the Build Up initiative, while it not being a government initiative done by individuals, shown that you can, you know, a few individuals can build a prefab house and get it going in a handful of weeks. And so if the government put in money to get some of these prefab houses to at least meet some of those short-term needs, it could go a long way, and it would be a still better solution than putting money into the wholesale industry. Ultimately, I think all solutions should be catered into addressing homelessness as an ongoing issue rather than a short-term issue.
So you're saying basically, in a sense, that this needs to be addressed in a broader social context rather than just a specific issue. It needs to be tackled from all facets.
Yes, and this is why the Housing First initiative is a good initiative, because it takes into account wraparound services such as mental health and addiction services. But again, we can't fix homelessness if we don't address other determinants such as our broken welfare system and the lack of adequate well-paid jobs. which are some of the things that are driving people into homelessness, as well as our broken housing market that allows landlords to increase rents as often as they want, pushing people into the streets.
Going off you talking about broken systems, I want to know what you make of Phil Twyford's statement that people can just go to WINS if they need more support.
I thought it's irresponsible, considering the government recently admitted that there's a problem with the toxic culture at work and income. Without addressing this toxic culture, and to somehow believe that work and income as it is fit for purpose to address the needs of our communities, this is a slap in the face for the many people that have come forward publicly and talked about their experiences with work and income. Again, it would only take a few million dollars to remove things like benefit sanctions and or increase benefits across the board, and I'm really disappointed that the government, instead of addressing that, is continuing to believe work and income will address people's situations as it is.
It seems to me as though it's an easy shift of the blame or the energy in that situation, just saying that you can go to WINS if you want to solve the issue, when WINS is actually a very complex system to use and a hard system to get a hold of if you need the money.
Absolutely. It's putting the blame in the individual, and it's somehow also assumes that if you didn't go to work and income and you didn't get what you were entitled at work and income, it's somehow your fault, when we know that work and income is not only complicated, but quite often people are not being told what they're entitled to. And what we often get is people who are homeless or about to be homeless being put in the wrong benefit or denied food grants. And so, yes, it's absolutely irresponsible for Phil Twyford to be putting the onus on the individual like that into a system that is broken.
And is things like putting these people who are almost going to be homeless or on the precipice of this issue exacerbating this problem further?
Well, I think it's taking away the responsibility that the government has to genuinely address homelessness. Especially when we've seen so many reports calling for a reform of work and income in the wider welfare system, the government shouldn't be offloading that onto an individual's ability to work their way around a pretty punitive and broken system. So, I mean, when they could just be putting in more money to fix it. Money is there.
And just to finish off with this, what do you make of the symbolic nature of the announcement being made at the Te Puia Marae, which last year took in people over winter, homeless people?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's interesting that they chose Te Puia Marae, which I have a long, sense of respect for. But what's interesting is that, you know, Te Puia Marae stepped in last year because the national government had failed to make a dent and homelessness figures and have failed to provide adequate housing. So, I mean, while I think it's great that the government is acknowledging the work that Te Puia Marae has done, I think without genuinely putting the required money into addressing homelessness, what they're sort of acknowledging is that Te Puia Marae and other community groups that are stepping in will need to continue doing so. And we know those community groups are overworked and underfunded.
So more so than a political announcement, this is a social, an announcement of social change, that it's still expected that people need to be supporting these homeless people alongside the government.
Yeah, and Jacinda herself admitted that the amount of money going into addressing homelessness through this announcement is not going to be enough. And this boils down to the government's irresponsible pursuit of a budget surplus this year, instead of acknowledging that they'll need to spend more money, take in more debt, if we genuinely want to fix homelessness.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.